Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Comment on everything we post on Facebook.
Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire.
Now get off Facebook
and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I don't know, this just came to my Facebook Messenger or the show. It's like, when you click on that, is it say who's it? I guess it'd probably just be mine, because if I have a Facebook Messenger app, it'd just be the Mike Tyler page.
Yep, okay. I would assume.
Well, yeah. The guy's a listener, so it's about the show. Man, I can't wait until the podcast. I got this morning, but he sent this last night around 8:20. Man, I can't wait to the podcast. You must be about ready to put the podcast in last night, because we're live now. Once again, why the hell am I awake right now?
Because there's some guy who can't wait for the podcast. Because exactly. We got to do the podcast.
At this time in the morning.
We got to start recording the podcast at some point.
That's true.
Why not now?
Yeah, it could be 2 hours from now. Or just a half hour. Let's go a half hour. We'll start at a half hour.
Now let's go whole hog and make it about three.
Do it afternoon. What in the trailer Donald Trump racist conversation did I get into here at family Easter dinner, as the guy says. My God, I can't wait till some normal. He's saying tomorrow. Something normal tomorrow and listen to you guys. I'm moving to Atlanta in 3 weeks, so add another local to your podcast listeners. He's moving out of town, but you can listen anywhere in the country or in the world. Excuse me. All right. Thanks for keeping me sane and telling me early on to keep my mouth shut around these type of folks. Happy Easter, man. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate that. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, if you were...
just avoid those conversations, what you do.
If you were a stoner who loved Jesus...
Yeah.
What a weekend.
Oh, you're right.
What a weekend. But I really don't celebrate the 420 that much. And then I realize that...
420 for you is... That's an amateur day,
it's
right?
It's every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And... I guess a lot of people celebrate that Easter thing, but I was not aware. There was just a lot of people saying Happy Easter, and there was nobody at the store yesterday. And I guess a lot of people get into that, but I don't count myself among them.
A lot of people get into that. You're right. Well, because it is kind of weird. I never cared even back in the day.
No.
But I mean, I would just go to my parents' house and we'd have dinner. And that was basically what I did.
But I tell you, if I was like down in Arizona, if I was with my dad and his friend, they probably had some kind of Easter gathering. Right. So I think a lot of people, even though they're not.
We had some people over. Right. Becky's family was here. We just had. I got grilled because I can grill now.
Yeah. Oh, you look at you.
But it was, about Easter. It was about a beautiful day and we were grilling.
About getting together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was what we did on Saturday. Yeah. There was no mention of anything. No. It was just I'll come over, we'll have dinner, we'll have lunch and hang out.
But it is funny. I took a walk yesterday morning and I
dying for sins, nothing like that.
I saw a bunch of people getting in their cars and heading out to their church once a year. Crap. I saw a lot of that when I was getting them. Yeah, so whatever. Whatever.
Happy and now Lent's over, so they can carry on.
Carry on.
Carry on.
Be
with
the
your,
scumbag self you always been.
Your debauchery.
Yeah, that's right. Lent is over. All right. Craig Evans will be here. Oh, somebody.
No peeps. No peeps. And no chocolate bunnies.
Oh, we had chocolate bunnies.
Mom didn't send me any candy again for Easter. And this is like 2 years in a row now.
She's not with us anymore, Todd.
That's why.
2 years.
That's probably why.
That could be the reason, yeah. Larry should have picked up on that.
He should have.
Candy, right.
Yeah. Or his friend.
Or your stepmom.
Yeah.
Your stepmom. That's right. You got a stepmom.
Just say his girlfriend. Just say Larry's girlfriend.
I guess that's what she is.
So my sister texted me yesterday. You guys know that. And she said, what are you doing today? I said, well, you know, we're hanging out in the yard, basically. I said, you know, I'm not really an Easter guy. And I wrote, suck at Jesus, because she listens to the show.
Okay.
And she said, did you guys text Craig yesterday? And I'd forgotten. We were going to post a text Craig while he's at church. But he doesn't look at his phone anyway, does he? Do you think he turns it off at church?
Probably.
Because Craig got drugged to church yesterday
by
his family, which is something that... That whole thing, that freaked me out.
There's a lot of people that got drugged to church.
No, I know that, but I didn't really get the situation around here.
Not many of them were selling bongs the day before. Sorry,
that's
water
right.
pipes.
Right. That's right.
Water pipes.
You'd be surprised.
They're bongs. They're bongs.
You'd be surprised.
I said, no. I said, Craig here's suck at Jesus enough Monday through Friday. He doesn't need it on the Holy Sunday while he's sitting there with his family. Petey Mack will be here in a little bit, too. And we get, it's just us this week, right?
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah, right now.
I better get my crap together there. Just us this week. I better wake up. Good morning. All right, meet some
as
more
it
coffee.
Sits right now, but you never know. Sometimes things happen
Nick Allen will
be short
here.
Notice.
Nick Allen, he'll be here later.
I was gonna see if Richard was around. See if maybe
Richard Reese
come up someday.
Might swing in here. We got some, what happened this weekend in sports? Basically, you know, I was watching some NBA yesterday.
Yeah, I watched a little playoff basketball. Yeah,
playoff basketball.
That's about it. I think they played some baseball.
Your Celtics advanced.
They did. They did.
Some golf.
They did.
And I didn't watch any of it.
No, I didn't watch any golf, no.
I played some golf.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
All right. It was a beautiful weekend. What'd you do? How'd you hit them?
Actually,
I love people ask that.
I'll tell
question.
You this
because nobody cares about the answer.
Yeah.
You ever notice that?
I mean, I know
nobody that's going back since day one. Nobody cares about the answer.
Not so well to start with, but let me tell you this.
By the way, I'm even letting this go, and I don't care.
Go ahead. The last six holes that I played was like you're supposed to play.
Am I listening?
The last six holes. Okay. Are you still listening?
Yeah, I mean, right? I hear you.
Drive in the
but
fairway.
I don't want to lie to the audience.
Now, approach on the green, two putts.
So you played old
six
man golf.
Six holes in a row.
Yeah, you played old man golf.
I can't remember the last time I've had six consecutive pars. Now, if I could only do like twice around and then have five bogeys, shoot 78, I'd be happy.
That ain't going to happen.
I know.
All right. I got that last part. I heard the last part. Shoot
but it was nice. It was nice to have six pars in a row.
Good for you.
But you're
by yourself, so nobody witnessed
no,
it.
No. I was with
a tree in the woods falls, nobody hears it.
I was with three other guys.
All right.
We had an entire foursome together.
Well, of course you play. You're clear because yours is closed, man.
One
shut yours down. The nine-holer went away.
A little south of here.
Right here. Okay. Yeah.
One that made him pay, so he's not going to say
a little muni right there? A little muni right here?
No. Oh. It's you've got three nine holes. It's a public course, but it's not a municipal course.
Okay.
No, somebody got me one of those little discount golf carts.
Got it.
Where you can go all over the city and all you have to pay for
you
is
you don't have three friends. You're like me. So did you just hook on another threesome?
I got a friend. Yeah, and then there was
they have friends.
There was another twosome in front of us.
Got it. We
decided, things were moving kind of slow at first, so we decided, why don't you just join up with us?
There you
and
go.
They said, sure.
Got it. Okay, that explains it. I'm thinking, I couldn't call three guys.
Making new friends on the course.
Yeah, making friends.
That's what I'm all about.
You know, I try to resist that if I'm in that situation.
Me too.
You guys just want to join up with?
No, not really. I tried to, too.
I'll just wait
you
at
never
every
know.
Tee box.
It's a 50-50 what you're getting into.
Yeah.
You know, guys are too into it. Or just whatever. Mainly, I'm afraid they're too into
it. Yeah. Well, they couldn't be less into it than we are.
That's true. You know? And they might not swear.
Yeah.
And I hate people that don't swear.
It was
you're a preacher.
Yeah.
Oh, that happened to me. I told you that story.
Right. It was moving kind of slow.
Swore like a sailor for nine holes.
And I thought it would move a little bit quicker if we just made a foursome out of it. And in fact, it did.
All right.
So we did that.
But you got a really. I mean, one thing I always admire about you is you got a way of turning people out, and you don't have to pay attention to them.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm the exact opposite.
I'm good at that.
I'm the exact opposite. I pay too much attention.
Tell
to people.
Me more about this. How Todd can tune people out? I've never noticed.
The audience even knows that.
But I've never noticed.
You can tune anybody out, and I'm left talking to them. All right.
Otherwise known as laser focus.
I don't think I call it that.
Let's run with that.
I think that's what we call it.
Sure.
All right, Craig Evans. He'll be in a few. Who died this weekend besides Jesus?
No, no, that one doesn't count. It didn't take.
It doesn't count. Doesn't count. Talk about the Deadpool.
No, he rose again from the dead. So
indeed.
That's a completely different game.
Indeed. All right, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.